But it's an abuse of the character. مشهورة في المدينة الحربية. From the same posse who learned how to the Ebed Ibn Yichez and the Nochri Hez Yichez. So it wouldn't be because an Ebed was not a Fugir, but an Ebed is supporter of Mrs. Eseshaz Mangon. Now, Elisha is also supporter of Mrs. Eseshaz Mangon, but Elisha doesn't like any Kedushas Yisrael. So the same Kedushas Yisrael that the man possesses, so Elisha also possesses. So it's a special Tzelzak also, that Elisha is tour of Tzelzak Mangon. Masha'inke, Ebed, that is supporter of Mrs. Mangon, so it is, according to Rambam, so it's because in regard to Mrs. Eseshaz Mangon, so the Kedushas Yisrael is like it. In other words, Mrs. Eseshaz Mangon require full Kedushas Yisrael, full Geirus, not mixed Geirus. Now, so Chaim says, now, according to the Rambam, so the Tefillah, Le'achash Yishtachir is Midrash. Now, the Sheet of the Yisrael in the Bobbis is that the Tefillah, the second Tefillah, that the Nebel has to go through after Shechur, so it's only the Rambam. But with the Rai said, he does not have to go through a second Tefillah. The Sheet of the Rambam is that Kishnishtachir made so much mitzvah, with Nishlish, and that Tefillah is Midrash. Why does he require another Tefillah? With the Rai said, the answer is because the first Tefillah did not endow him with food Tefillah Israel. It only endowed him with mixed Geirus, not with full Kedushas Yisrael. So after he receives the Shtar Shichur, he has to go through another Tefillah in order to become endowed with full Kedushas Yisrael. So there are certain halachos that are based upon the full Kedushas Yisrael. For example, the reason as to why Nebel is not Nochim, is essentially Hazman Bome, is because he does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. So in order to become a Fuyer, which is just one Kome, he has to have a gate, he has to have a feeling. So let's say, suppose a Rebbe was Nishtachir, the only gate to Nishtachir, but he still did not go through Tfilah, with the best. So Melech, he will still not be a Fuyer, which is just one Kome. Masha'in came, regarding the Halacha of Eben, cannot be Mikadeh, Shifo, there cannot be Mikadeh, Kedushin is not a face. So suppose an Eved was Mishtachir, he received Mishtachir, or a Shifo was Mishtachir, she received Mishtachir, but she did not go through any Tvile, so then Kedushin will be Tefes, because the reason that's why Kedushin is not a Shifo is because of Shulach HaPeyla HaMeir, that's an obvious Nikarofe. The Amdus Nikaroche, the status of Ebed, that is Poka with the Shtar Shichur. Masha'in came, Ligabe, with the Shtar Shichur, that is based upon the fact that until the second Tefillah, so the Ebed does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. So even after Shtar Shichur, before the second Tefillah, so it's not Nochim, with the Shtar Shichur. Anyway, so according to, we can explain the Shittas HaTur, according to the task chart in the Tur, that the Eved Sheinu Mishuchea, so he's posnish, that it's not a question of credibility, whether we trust him or not. Even if we know that the Eved is a Tzadik, but until he's Mishuchea, so he's posnish, according to the task chart in the Tur. So why is it? Now, so we can explain it. According to the Shittas HaTur, that the Eved does not have from the Jesus Israel and the Rambam holds that the Tefillah Nishimatus mixes as vehicles, so apparently the Torah Shikhi is that an Eved, that in order to be Kosher Yishrei, one must have full Jesus Israel. And the Eved before Shichu does not have full Jesus Israel. That's why an Eved Shalom Yishtachir is possible with Shichu, according to the Torah. Now that again depends why the Eved is possible, why the Goy is possible. So we mentioned what we learned before, Yechur. So there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Rosh on one hand, and the Rambam on the other. The according to Tesis and the Rosh, the reason as to why an Akkad is possible is because he's not Yvar Zvich. Why is he Yvar Zvich? Because he's not Mitzvah Zvich. So from that point of view, and the world is certainly passive, because and the world is the answer. And the world is also like the way, and the world is going to be as well. To our Chinese, the Rambam is the business of why a Nochri is possible with fame, because with a Bachelor, we call it a Hochhalter with a fame. And we tell you, we tell you, she is the Hochhalter, so from the Bible, she is the Hochhalter, she is the Hochhalter. So it's our Nochri, the Chritas, Akum is possible. Now we have two questions in the Rambam. Whether the mutation and Nochri, going there is not in the whether it is special in the rice or not. So there is one year in the Rambam that the mutation of the rice is special in the rice, and there is another, because get a good report to also get a good report to she called Akum, a few in the evil of his own, Shritos Ipsuo, but then there's another thing I say. You get a God who goes who, she called Kusi, in other words, not going, but Kusi, a few in the evil of his own, Shritos Ipsuo. But in Goy, if we get a job, so Shritos Ipsuo and Rice. Now, so of course, if we say, why do you not say in the Rambam, like in the Rambam, that in Goy, the if is not in the Amazon, it's because of Israel, so certainly could be saying that the damage of the Israel, if it's going to the region, it's because of Israel. Certainly never. However, if we say, like if we accept the Gilles in the Rambam, that every going in the region is post-Israel in the rising, and this is the truth for the person of the call of how to be Israel. So then it's possible to say that there is a special Gilles in the Rambam. Call of how to receive faith that only in Shritas is soil gomu is chair. Machine came, one is not in soil gomu, even the Nebed, but the Nebed only has mixas deus, so he does not have the full bushes in soil, so he is possible to do. So I'm saying that only according to the task shop in the tour, but according to the shop shop in the tour, so it's a lot of the shop. Is because stop a body not making the pechas in our body. So maybe we cannot say rim between the shvite mumchime. But if we know that the Eber is an Eber to Hoshea and he is a Yimche, so the discussion. All right. So what the Mechaber does not agree with the Shinzatu. And that's why the Mechaber is not finished. So the Mechaber is Yosef who is Masikani too. And here, the Mechaber doesn't mention Mabon Mishachor. But Mabon, בכל אפילו אם אגיר לזה שבו זה כל ישראל של ניסאו לי וגם לדיבי שהוא מומחה לידי הולכי שחיתה מותר לי לא אחד חיו להם לישראל הוא מותר לך למשפטו עושה נה, אתה כמה יקים תסביר כמה יקים תסביר הכל שוחקים לשם עושים שירו עושה הכל שוחקים לחד חיו להם שחיתו עושים שירו סוב הסדרת So, no problem, I'm going to explain the Gemara. So what the Pshat is, Rabbi Baralume, Hakel Shochti, Hakel Tomichu, and then Hakel Shochti, Hakel Kusi, so, what we have to feel in Yishrei, unless he is going to eat in Nichlas, or in Lagabo, whatever it is, and then another Pshat is, Hakel Shochti, Hakel Yishrei, Hakel Yishrei, And another pshat is Rabbi Esther Shemes, Hakel Shochtim, Hakel Mumchim Shochtim. Mumchim Abba Vishim. So, but if it's not a Mumche, so it's not allowed to share. Or another Roshim Rabbi means Hakel Shochtim means Hakel Mozokim Shochtim. Hakel Mozokim Shochtim. Mozokim Abba Vishim Mumchim. So then the more says, why is it that the other Amboi do not want to explain the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbine's first portion and Rabbine's second portion? So the Gemara says, Kumeke Rabbine Le'amre, La'ach Mishnah Mumchim, Hakel Mumchim. So then it implies only Mumchim Keshef. But what is not in Mumchim? But the other Amboi, they all bring between the Shri Mumchim. So even a star, even if we don't know whether it's a mumcha or not. So you can also share. El ha'ach nishne dono mozoki, ein chi mozoki loy. why don't they explain why the second Moshe of Rabine happened with Sofin Shefin? No, they can't, because according to the second Moshe of Rabine, so it is implicit in the Mishnah that the only one who is a Muzi, who has experience, but one who we don't know that he has experience, so Lo Yishrei. So Lo Yishrei, why we are Rishi, Shemun Yisalim? But they all know that if not Mozoki, we Yufe, Lo Yishrei. Now, we don't pass for like, either like the first question of Rabine, nobody is the first question of so we believe, even one who's not in Mumche, who's not in Mumche, can also share. That's why the Chava says, so we can presume that he is a mutter literally hatchila lishrei, who mutter lech mishutosi, sherei vogili lishrei in becheskas mumchei, umozor. So it's not that that Mumche Muzek is not essential. Of course it is essential. And if we know that a certain sheikh doesn't know the Shkete, so then of course he cannot share. And in the Eret we cannot eat from the Shkete. But in Astam we don't know, we didn't examine him. So we presume, going between the Shkete and Mumche, that he is a Mumche, that he knows the Shkete, and that he is experienced. But if we know that he doesn't know the Shkete, if we know that he's not experienced, in Hanan, we cannot check. Now, so in other words, we don't pass him, like the first motion of Rabine, we don't pass him like the second motion of Rabine. Now, that's what I'm doing. So here, we have mentioned this certain thing, which is why in the Shite, that the Rosh mentions in the name of the game, as the Shite said, and that's what I'm doing, which is in the following, Oz Mutalech, which we don't say, we say, we say, we say, we von Heino so von Gott gehen in Ruhe in Ruhe wie die Dinge geschritte und so ich mich schon alle in die Saal so ich mich schon in die Saal so so that in the game you say that the moon and the shame it will be there that was the team and dog they need to in so schritte Mubchim Gott calls Manchinach in the shape shall be barren. So we are the fear in the Rabbana, we are the fear to be barren. So what do we rely on? We rely on. Now, the Shite of the Rabbana, and the Rabbis Yosef says that this is also the Shite of Rashi. Because Rashi says, they are that Mumchle, for the Gemara says, "Kume kerabino real v'lahach mishne." Yom Mumchle mishne Mumchle. So Mumchle, so Rashi says, "Between the shchita Mumchle, we tzrich l'mimik." So the Beis Yosef says, "We tzrich l'mimik the game twice." Tzricha Mimik implies that even the Chatchile, even though the Sheikhet is available and it's possible to test him, to give him the Bechine and to find out what he knows of the Shkite, so we don't have to do that. And Mo'amuya says so in some words. And that is also the Sheikh of the Rok, the Rabbis, that even the Sheikhet is around and it's possible to test him, we don't have to do it. Why? But now it's not the Rabbanu is chilka holding the Torah, even the exception of the so we don't have to be back. No, the Rabbanu can also believe in the Shite that even though in the Lion Lord, but as long as it's possible to be Rabbanu, so we have to be Rabbanu. But the whole Rabbanu says that the Torah between the Shite and the Rabbanu is not just Torah, it's more. It means almost everybody that dares share is in otherwise. So it's not, it's more than all. So why do we say Rob? Because we cannot say Kol Mishemotzu is written in the Mishemotzu. There were exceptions. Well, exceptions happen. But it's not the rule of law. It's almost 100%. Almost 100%. So in Bele, that's why the woman uses the washing of every two in the street and Mukhle. So Bele, you have to be revived because it's more than one year. It's more than one year. But she didn't care if you could do just all of Sayyidina Hanami, the Kabbalists, the whole of the Bele, that we have to be revived. But the Anishin, they say that all the two for Shkut and Mukhle is means that Torah, so maybe it's Epsher, to be Mariam, we are the real Torah. But the game himself, and that's the Shkut of Rosh, the Rajbo, that even though we are the real Mechatchile to be Mariam, but we are only the real Mechatchile to let the Sheikh and Sheikh before we test him. For by that we have the intention to test him first. In other words, we don't have to test him before we let him check. But if somebody wants to check, then we don't know whether he's in the corner, we can let him check. And we rely on the position of the Mukhle. But after the check, as the one says, we have to test him. We have to. So that's what he says. Abo, in Chalot Paschus, I should say him. Abo, in the name, Tzorgo, in the name, Tzorgo, in the name, Abo, in Tzorgo, in Shua, in the name, why? Because here, in more than his portion, in the group of the Hashim. So in other words, that's not even a question of all the meal. Whether yes, Mukha, no Mukha, so according to the Shim Sakim, it's a question of all the meal. Bashim, yes, Mukhe, or the Bashem came whether he sounded or not. So the first question is, we look at the Hashem. We hear Shem, the Chavos. Shem is speak of Hazoke, Elon Yer. Abo, we have Chile, and we speak of Hazoke, we look at the Hashem in the Bar. Now, that is the Mordechai, the Sosre, the Hoku, the Shultes, the other Shem, who said the same sheep. Now what is their sheep? Their sheep is that Mechatchila, where is the Mechala Paschus, like me, that we are allowed Mechatchila to let scum Jew who wants to share, to let the share provide it. We intend, we are determined, after the sheep, so they say no. Mechatchila, we should not allow a sheikh to share if we don't know whether it's a mukhama until we first test it and we find out to ensure that he knows the sheikh. He knows the sheikh. And we cannot even rely on the chide we're giving effort. In other words, the chide we are not allowed, in other words, the gate in the Mordechai, the shultes, the what they all agree that in as much as the whole halacha is based upon law, so the shall be so it will be valid. But the game say that in as much as is solely as we vowed, only in question of the chatchile, so we can let the sheikh and sheikh without testing him, provided we intend to test him with Allah. Whereas the Mordechai, Ruach, and Shultes, they all know in view of the fact that with the Zaloche, in every law, that Efshel barrier, we have to be barrier. So even if it is possible to postpone the testing of the Sheikh, for after Shultes, we don't postpone, we're not supposed to postpone. And we have to test him before we let the Sheikh. That's not community between the David and the Shultes.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Wouldn't this be the same as the Balamor and the
Rabbi? No, but what she did is that we don't have to test him altogether. Neither now nor after the ship. You see, so that reaches. But the Balamor she did, the Rabbi she did, the Ho she did, is not in the mention of Shema. Neither by the Chamea, nor the Chamea. So I would say two that reaches.
Yeah.
What she did is, the biggest maker, is the biggest one. The Balmer, the Kabbalah, it's the whole. They say that all these interpretations is not, it's more than all. It's almost 100%. So even if it's possible to test it, we don't have to test it. We don't have to test the Sheikh before the Sheikh. We don't have to test him after the Sheikh. Then there is the Sheikh in the beginning, and the Rosh mentions that the Chathile we should lie. But since it's only a question of the Chathile, so we can lie on the testing that will take place after the Sheikh. So we allow the Chathile to let you Sheikh right now. As long as we intend to test the Sheikh after, then the Sheikh is Ruach. And the Mordechai, they say, the Chathile, we cannot rely on the Sheikh Ruchem, and we cannot even rely on the Chathile who give the Sheikh a test. We have to test him before the Sheikh. First of all, but, so the word, so it's a human, relative to the Sheikh Ruchem. But as a Kuma also, these are the Yiddish Israel. You see, because according to the Shultes, there's what? And the Mordechai, so too, we are not allowed at the very outset to let the Shiva check until we test it first. And we cannot postpone until after the Shiva. But suppose he be checked. So according to the daily, if the Shiva is allowed, and if he checked already, we have to test it. According to the Shultes, the Torah and the Mordechai, so the Chathile we should let him check if we don't test it first. But suppose we check, we need to test it. So even though the Sheikh is allowed, we don't test it. So there is a Chumra in the Sheikh and the Mordechai we should test it, and there is a Chumra. So the more experts, the Hakul Shofti, Hakul Shofti, the Chathile. Alright, so the more explains what does it mean? I mean, Hakul Shofti, what does that mean? So we can explain to you more than the way Pabash is there. I don't show up in my book, so we can. Because it means more than we do. More than we do. But so, but if you are holding, if you are being the Sakhir, but if you are not being the Sakhir, you are showing there now. But all of you should have. So then we have to make the Sakhir that we can put in the area. So she doesn't share about we need to have it.
Remember now?
So now we don't pass it like that. So now we have to be passed it like that. So we have to explain to the Sheikh. So we don't pass it like that. So we have to explain to the Mishnah like Chabash. Behold, say, the Rabbah says, my God, I'm going to give you a key, you need to give you a key, you need to give you a key. Now this is taken from the Moshe Rama. That the Rambam says. In other words, the whole Aloha of Faith, it's really for Shechita to Mukhim. So it doesn't mean Muzokime, so it doesn't mean that every Jew is presumed to know the Shchitin, to be experienced, to become. Has for sure. This should be such a presumption. I mean, every Jew knows the Shchitin is competent to share. In order to be competent to share, he must be well versed, he must have studied the Shchitin very thoroughly, and he must have experienced. But we say that he is the Shchitin, that if we see a certain Jew undertakes the shaft, so we presume that this Jew would not have had the audacity, the chutzpah, to undertake the shaft unless he knew that he knows the Chashanke and that he has experience of the Chashanke. So mainly, so that hope that Halacha applies to us, but we don't know the outsiders. I mean, we don't know whether this man knows the Chashanke well, he does not know whether he's experienced or he doesn't have experience. So then, so we can presume we ask him. He probably knows, he probably has experience. Otherwise, he wouldn't undertake. But the Sheikhat himself has no right to undertake to share unless he knows that the Chochem, the Talmud Chochem, examined it in the Cheshite, and the Talmud Chochem found out that he knows the Cheshite. He cannot make a determination. I know that he cannot do. In other words, so the Sheikhat himself cannot take it for granted that he knows the Cheshite. No, he must know that a certain Talmud Chochem verified that he knows the Kashmir, and also he's not allowed to undertake the Sheikh for others unless he knows that he himself has experienced that he was already Sheikh before an experienced Sheikh, and it was determined that he Sheikh well. But otherwise, suppose he learned the Shrita, and then he shaft once, and it turned out to be well. But not several times, not three times. So then he's not allowed to shaft. This is the Rambam says. So that's what the Rambam mentions. Behold, the Mayat Vahim, Shri, until the Eskabole, so this is based upon the Sheikh's Rambam. The Rambam says that when Sheikh himself is not allowed to Sheikh until he knows that he tried it several times and that he knows the Hashrite and that he has experience and that several times it turned out that he was Sheikh Baba. ונחוכם לסר לקבולה עד שידע בי שהוא ידע ילכה שחיתה הוא בו כביעת נחוכם לחוכם כנעד גיר קבולה תוי שיחי unless he knows that the שיחי knows the שחיתה and also that he knows the mechanism of שחיתה. That two things. First of all, there is the theoretical aspect. He has to know the meaning of שחיתה. And the practical aspect. He has to know the mechanics of Shkite, how to share. Now, so then it's also mentioned by the Boski. Suppose, let's say, the Talmud Chochem, who wants to give you Tavole. So he knows the Shkite, but he himself doesn't know how to share. How can he attest about somebody else that the Shekh well, I mean the mechanics, if he himself doesn't know how to share? So then, if the Talmud Chochem, who gives him Tavole, knows the mechanics of Shkite himself, if himself is Shekhe, then, so he can rely on his own judgment. But suppose the Talmud Chochem who gives him Kabbalah doesn't know the mechanics of Shrite. So really, since he doesn't know the mechanics of Shrite, he cannot rely on himself in saying that he shared well. So the Talmud Chochem before he gives him the Kabbalah must hear from a Sheikh who knows the mechanics of Shrite. The Sheikh no mechanics of Shkite. Otherwise, it cannot be Kabbalah.
But that's why Rashi
says,
in the course, we
understand that שכל הגורים נשאר יצאים כבר ללכתחילה, והוא מתאפקים לאיזור, והוא יתחילו לאיזור. Now, the question is, since the Rambam says that even though it is Shemun Chemetzer, but it only applies to others. So they can apply. But the Sheikh himself must know that he knows the Chashrim. So because of that, the practice developed that no one should be allowed to share unless he has come on. But that is a minik. The minik is based upon the Shiva Saramba. But there is no aloche that no one, there is no aloche in the minik that no one is allowed to share unless he has come on. There is no such thing. The aloche in the minik is according to most of the shaming that we should not rely on the mitzvah of Shemun Chemetzer. So Mele, he has to, we have to test it. So, before this practice developed, after all, I mean, this practice that Sheikh and Sheikh, Master Kabbalah, has not existed, I mean, since Matan. So it developed in the course of the generations. This practice developed. It's based upon that. So, but there is no requirement out of him that all that the Sheikh had before the Sheikh must have come on. That's not. So, out of him, one could share him without come on. But until this practice developed, so when somebody, the Sheikh, came to share, so the others who let him share, who are in charge, had to test him. So, of course, that involved the hardship. It wasn't so easy, in other words. So then, it meant, until this practice developed, it meant that before people were allowed to let a person share, we had to find one for him who was capable of testing him. Suppose we didn't find one for him who was capable of testing him, then it was too bad, because then we wouldn't be allowed to let him share. So because of that, the practice developed that a sheikh, before he comes to share, should show kavod. So in other words, this was a minhag that was developed in order to make it more convenient for Jews. Otherwise, it would have been more difficult for Jews. See, if not for this practice, so then every time a sheikh would have to share, would have to find the wall. Who knows how to test the sheikh? And that might be more difficult than to find the sheikh and the lords of the sheikh. So anyway, the practice developed that only one who has kabole should be allowed to share. Or to get the sheikh. This is what I'm saying. So, you know how they are. She call up going to wish. But once this practice developed, then we don't have to test. And you cannot say, but the chatchim are not supposed to let anybody share unless we test him. How is it that we let all the shochtim share? And we don't test him, take that connection. But anyway, so he's, the Rambam says that since the practice is developed, that a sheikh must have come on it, so we are sure already that he is a mumchah. How is it that the game say that we shouldn't let anybody share unless we tell our testing first? Either voice, either that was before this practice developed. But once this really developed, so then it's not necessary to test it. Because he was well tested. How do we know he's tested? He showed us how. Unless, I mean, it might be today it might be true that there are too many shochtim who have kabbalah. I mean, so who don't know the Hashem day. So it might be necessary again to test the Hashem. Alright, this is what I said. Before he reacted, she called a boy wish he did not know the Hashem. We might kill himself, we will kill himself. The whole Hamitsui little Shkite could not do kabbalah with the Hashem. So this is what the Rambam explains. Yeah. We can ask the teammates. Leah in Bahakhri, they have come to the Ksav, Mina Hocham the Rai, She no Savu the Kabbal. She no Savu the Kabbal. So that means, so that was probably there was certain cases where the Chocham gave Kabbal the Omer, not with Kabbal. So then it was before Sam, it came before Sam, this year had this Kabbal. But no with Kabbal it was given. And then another case, so the practice was that no one should be allowed to share unless he can submit the written Kabbalah. And even so, that was in those cases, even if we know that he has Kabbalah, but if he doesn't, if he cannot show the written Kabbalah, we should have him. That was the problem.
Rabbi?
Yes.
But according to, does Ramah say that since the practice developed that everyone gets Kabbalah, you don't even have to ask people if they have Kabbalah when they come to Shach?
What is that?
In as much as the
so
practice
since the practice developed that the sheikh should not be allowed to undertake the sheikh unless he has Kabbalah, so maybe once he shows the Kabbalah, so we don't have to test it. Why test it?
No.
Why test it? Unless...
But you have to ask if he has Kabbalah.
Especially Muslim. Sometimes, for example, it happens, let's say, the sheikh has Kabbalah, and then, let's say, he keeps sick because of shitres, or he forgot, or because of problems, he forgot. So then, he's not allowed to, we're not allowed to let him shecht again until we test.
Yeah, but Rabbi, it seems that Rama says that once the practice develops, that everyone got Kabbalah, you don't, when someone comes to shecht, you don't have to ask him if he's got Kabbalah. The Quran is in the script of Vanakul Kabbalah and Chacham. So you assume if he's coming to Shechti, he has Kabbalah.
Alright, so then he says, in Atami, that was in certain cases. But then he says, in Ksas became his name, Vahachari, Dam Kabbalah, Pursav, Nachacham, the Raishas of Kabbalah. So in those cases, where the practice developed that he must carry him within the written Kabbalah, so then we don't let someone who just comes and says, well, I want to Shech. No, so we tell him, show him Kabbalah. So you see. So in the beginning, where the practice did not develop that he must produce with Kabbalah in Bahrama. But in other beginnings, and I think that by in the later generations, I mean, well, the Ramos says Ksas beginnings. But after the Ramos days, so that became universal in all beginnings. In all beginnings. That no one should be allowed to share. Unless he produces written Kabbalah. So maybe today we cannot let the sheikh check. The people will know that he is about to be called Shas. But if he doesn't produce Kabbalah, then it's a Kabbalah. If he doesn't produce Kabbalah, written Kabbalah, we cannot let him check. It's a matter of fact, for Shaykh, such a Machmir, that he says that since there was a Kabbalah, and that the sheikh should not be allowed to shech unless he has Kabbalah. So maybe if the sheikh did shech, so even the Eved, the shechit is asur, that's it for a sheikh. Even the Eved, the shechit is asur, because he was even of Chom Yatsi. Well, that's a very strange cheating, but it was sheikhs, that's the two sheikhs cheating. That on account of the Takonis Atzibu, so now, if a Sheikhet was Sheikhet without Kabbalah, and suppose we test him, he knows everything. But if a Sheikhet without Kabbalah, so according to the Sheikhet, he should be the evidence. But the other post can go, I should not spend time with the Sheikhet. And let's say he didn't test him, he didn't produce Kabbalah. So if we don't accept the sack of the Tushayah, so then we have to finish his shame, or even if he won't test it, suppose he disappeared. So the Shrit is shame. Alright. Shall I wear that the Sheikh had been known as Kabbalah? And that is indication that the Yid should develop, but he's not allowed to rely on his own power of memory. In other words, he's Mukhir comfortably Sheikh as long as he's in the practice of Shachrin, so it's Mukhir comfortably to rehearse Abdul Hashrif. I'm so hot and hot for the Sheikh and baby. The new social media, they are even on Allah has come over. In my preview, my prayer, I'm a shishor. The Amrina has to do this. There is was a Jonah that circulated years ago among the Jews about Spachonon. Spachonon was known to be very lenient to give Sliche to young men who asked him for Sliche. If that young man told him Spachonon that he's going to America, So it's Muhammad was no one to have been in good nature in giving Smith. So one of the daily essence of Muhammad, the number of young men in there, and in those days, so the standards were very high. So still we knew there are certain young men who received Smith from this Muhammad, and they were not such ladies. So this Muhammad was asked, and Spohan was asked by the Rabbi Zachari, and Zachari did not like to do Smicha to someone and so little. So he asked him, how is it that you have been so lenient? So Spohan said, I don't know if it's true or not. So Spohan said, if someone comes to him and asks him for Smicha and he gives him the Chile, so he's Machmir, the whole hotel in the hotel. He will not use Smicha unless he sees that that man really knows everything, every secret, he will hold out the focus on God. But someone comes to him and he says that he was going to America. Now, he's going to America in those days, it was hard to make a living because of Shabbos. So as Muhammad said, so if I see that he knows a magical malachas, he knows very well, so then I think that it's better to give him smicha. Why? Because Bidamach alone during America, Shabbos and Telemach alone, the Tafus are in other Ahor, other Hashich, other Hashich. From Yerkin Smiche, he's with Rochel Hashich. He's even with an Ahor, and I'm not going to have no life, we shall be happy. Talk about the Hashich, who would listen to the Dante. So that collaborated, I mean, this story about Rabbi Kochan. He brought the Nisra Machshev of Shriks and Tikas and Sir Bukhon. He brought to his Sheikh and Tobedi, he knew so Hashem in the Yaku. He not out of Machas Kabbalah, a Matvim Machreya Mashishon. The Amrina, the Hashem is, הדמויות על כבוד מאיבו, כל מה ששוחד צריכים, גם כל הקליטים של בישהו לך, מה ששוחד צריכים לעשות, לנו איזה רמור, פאול, תדאגו לסס וורטים, הם נחדו שתהיה תשוס הרשבו, סס נרדו, הם נסים תודי סביר, בקוז דאגו לסד, דאגו לסד, that if let's say a shechet, if a shechet, let's say a shechet for many years, and then someone tested it and found out it was more chashchet. So of course it cannot be allowed to check, but the question is, how about open the hymnes in the shechet prior to the test that was given day? And can I say, I mean, so it's not a community, because all these behemoths were already not. But the question is about caving. So do they have to cash in caving or not? So the Aguda says that we are not matri, even if we test a certain chair who has been shechting for a long time, and we find out that he was, that he doesn't know, so you're not part of your affair. You're not part of your affair. Not part of your affair. In other words, we presume only now you forgot. But let's say a year ago when you shared, or even yesterday when you shared, so he still knew. He still remembered a minimum of the Yilchashri. A minimum of the Yilchashri. That's that good. The Rashba says, if we test the sheikh, and we see it was a joke, so there we are laughing about it. So it is there. So the Amor Achillesia says, no, there is no sin. There are two reference to the case of a sheikh who received them. So that means that at one time he knew the sheikh very well. Now that was, let's say, 3 years ago. He knew the sheikh, he was tested. At that time the Amor was given. But now we testing, we don't know the Hashem. Don't know the Hashem. So in such a case, that's the case of Agud. There they are. Mashiach in Ashbo has reference to the case where someone who never had Kabbalah. So in other words, we don't know whether at any time he knew the Hashem. So since now we see he doesn't know, so then contrary, so it's very likely that he never knew. So Yamat. So in other words, the Rambo, in order to reconcile the Aloch and Rishi Badagun and the Aloch and Rishi Jews of Ashbo, so he makes that distinction. So he applies the Aguda to the case of one who at one time served in Yerushkite, and the Jews of Ashbo, he applies the Jews of Ashbo to the case who at one time, who never got covered.
So the task
is written on the first din of the Rambam, that was the din mentioned by Agud. And the task holds that even if he knew at one time, let's say 2 years ago he was tested, I mean, that makes a difference whether he was tested 2 years ago, or Kabbalah was given to him 2 years ago. I mean, what does Kabbalah mean? Kabbalah means that he was tested. That he was tested. I mean, we're not talking of Watergate cases, that he had Kabbalah, and Kabbalah was not expressing for the knowledge of the Sheikh. So, anyway, the task is chilik on the first view of the Rambam. And the first thing of the Rambam. In other words, according to the Taz, so even if he knew at one time, but now we test him and he doesn't know, so we all said to the matrix of the all see I mean, why the Taz is ready. But on the second thing of the Rambam, no Taz. The Taz is only chilek on the first thing of the Rambam, when the Rambam is making. So the Taz is chilek. The second thing of the Rambam, the Taz is ready.
So words, he doesn't live on any of it. Because he knew that he has to be able to pass every challenge to his son. So there are many people who don't know certain challenges, and they have to work very hard in order to find the answer to certain challenges. But as long as he knows why he was in power, so then, that means he knows. Sometimes there are two kinds of not knowing, you know. Sometimes the person doesn't know because he just doesn't know. And sometimes the person doesn't know because he knows. So in other times, the short-term perception is that what is like this. The short-term perception is, alright, case like this, see between, it's not exactly. And now it gets to this case, it's not exactly, and now it gets to that case. How is it, how are we to pass? So that doesn't mean he doesn't know. That means he knows. So then it's alright. You make it easy. Within the Yoshishite, she is going to recover this thing of you. We could be exactly with this one much, we could be his boy. We in Shoha, we rest a Kamon in the cave. We call okay, if we call this one, we will miss the woman. The whole family actually will care about him. Now we have to be paid. We have to be paid. So suppose the sheikh, when they go to the sheikh, but suppose he disappeared, so it's kosher. We can test it. But suppose he disappeared, we can test it, but we can pay this money, even though it should be presumed that the sheikh himself was paying this money. Because that's the halacha. When someone sheikh, so he's included in paying this money, even if it's the sheikh. But if it's possible for us to be in this one, we should rely on the presumption that the Sheikh himself was already in this one. No, but we have to get ourselves. The whole nation is the material. The whole set of Kenyan Shalimah will be the Kabul, Abo, the Kenyan Shalimah, the Kabul, Ereki. It means, seems to see. In other words, there is a halacha that actually So maybe if it's possible to test him, alright, we have to test him. Suppose he disappeared, he left, then we cannot test him. So it's a good halacha. We rely on the limitation. But if whatever is possible for us to do, so we do. And we don't rely on the sheikh, because, let's say, the sheikh is supposed to be this one. But if the sheikh is here, we have to be this one. And we should rely on the presumption that the sheikh. So that was only prior to the minute. But now the minute developed, that no one is allowed to share. Unless he has Kabbalah, so suppose a sheikh who has Kabbalah, who was sheikh, and then let's say he disappeared, and we didn't see whether he was very Simon of the Shkip or not. So we don't have to be very Simon, because since he has Kabbalah, so maybe we can take it for granted that the sheikh did everything that he has to.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Is it taken for granted he has Kabbalah?
Wow.
Rebbe just mentioned that we know he has Kabbalah. If we didn't know he has Kabbalah, we assume it anyway, don't we?
Oh no, but no. Suppose. In other words, how did we let him share? In other words, so of course we don't have to, let's say, if you, let's say, come to his mother's house and you see that the sheikh had a sheikh today, so you don't have to inspect how you know that sheikh and the sheikh had Kabbalah, because since this fact is developed that no sheikh should be allowed to share unless he produces Kabbalah, so maybe we can take for granted that if he was allowed to share in this other house, that he probably produced Kabbalah. So suppose we know he doesn't take knowledge. So even though we saw that we ourselves saw that he's so many times where she can properly in a perfect way, so we cannot say, well, experience is better than knowledge. You hear that? No, we cannot say that. So now it's if we know experience is very good, but it's no something for knowledge. It's good, we know the as a supplement to knowledge. So maybe if we know that the Sheikha does know the Hashkite, even though we see he has experience, and we are so small, 10 times or even 100 times the Sheikha will change. So we cannot change. Because it's true, you get it. After you show up, or see so capital, you think she was in the way, she shall have to go in the school. But the woman, woman, she shall have to go on because since he doesn't know how to shoot it, so how can he remember whether he did like this or did like that? I mean, whether he used the sacking in the same way as he used the sacking when he concentrates on power, or he used the sacking when he lost power. If he knows that there is a king of the Rahabhoye, and he says, I use the Rahabhoye, someone who doesn't know the king of the Rahabhoye. So, and we ask him, did you move the sacking this way and that way? And he says yes. So he doesn't do anything, not because we are finishing him is a liar. Might be very understood. But since he doesn't know the king of the Rahabhoye, he doesn't know the true of Truse. So Mimele, it's Labadaite. Labadaite, so he might in good faith say that he did a Derech Loch Laboye, when in fact he got like this. Ubishe Dato Nisal, for the English in the book, Bishoch, the Roma, 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 between Salahti and the Mishchet. Because in regard to the manner in which he has the Mishchet, if he doesn't know the meaning, so he cannot even remember it actually. Because a person doesn't remember irrelevant facts. There are so many things I mean, that I see. Okay, not relevant. I forget. So a Sheikha who doesn't know the so, whether the Sheikh is this way or like this, so it's a new element. It's subjective in his mind. It's a new element fact. So anyway, he doesn't create the right impressions, and we can't be sure that his impression is correct. Mashinke, in regard to the question of whether he's solid, whether he became famous at the time of Sheikh Tanakh. So that's. This has nothing to do with ideas. This is something that everyone remembers, whether he knows the Hashkite or not, whether he's experienced or he does not have experience. But there is a shite that we have chile. If someone doesn't know the Hashkite, we're not allowed to let him share him with him ways. ויש מחבירים ואיצחים ויקום לחתחיל ונשחיל מהרה של ידי יושב. So that's the reason for the shame that the חתחיל ונחלה 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 בין שמות המחל של הבית, של הכל זה מחל הפסקים, רק חנות את זה לביס האמיר. פה אתה איזה מחליק, יש לו דבר לתחול. מחליק את זה לביס האמיר, רק חנות את הביס האמיר. So, most of the time, פסקים על החנות את הביס האמיר, זה פעם בעש כמו של הבית, so it is good then. But the number of pasks like a beauty, that the Ashton should be buying is just for the Mechaber, usually the Mechaber follows out the Shittus of Tzach Rambam. But here, sometime, here, that's one of the few times when the Mechaber doesn't follow up the Shittus of Tzach Rambam. So, Bein Shemot of Mishuk, Bein Shemot of the Ashmo Shil Vais, Aron Mot of the Ashmo Shil Mishuk, because then it's a Ayah. Why was it wrong way of Ashmo Shil Mishuk? Because it's not the Mishuk. Okay.